Let's bring him in, ladies and gentlemen. The man with a plan, Pat Pagano. Good morning, Pat.
Good morning. Wasn't it a lovely Jack Frost weekend?
I have to tell you something. You know, we had snow. We had like a maybe an eighth of an inch of snow on Friday, but then Saturday we had a little bit of snow in the morning. But then the sun came out and everything. I was sitting at my computer doing work, and I dozed off. Okay, in the middle of doing work, and the sun was coming in. Okay, and I opened my eyes and I looked outside and I said, where did that fog come from? It wasn't fog. It was a heavy snow squall.
Everybody had snow. They had snow squalls all the way down in New York City.
Yeah. But it's just so funny, you know, because you go from bright sunshine to snow squall. You get up in the morning and it's like this morning, it's 30 some degrees. And then here's the whole thing. Here's how you know things are getting better, because the minute that you can walk out into the sun, if there's no wind, the sun is strong enough at this time of the year to make a 50 degree temperature feel fine. You know what I mean?
Right.
But boy, we've just had nothing but variations.
Yeah. And, you know, this week, starting off cool, it'll end up warm, no doubt about it. But today, mainly cloudy with showers and a high of 60. Tonight, turning clear and cold, mid-30s. They have put out a freeze watch from late tonight into Tuesday morning. Partly sunny and windy, mid to upper 50s Tuesday. Sunny and breezy, low 60s Wednesday. Sun mixing with clouds, mid-60s Thursday. So you could see the trend is up. By Friday, it will be into the at least low 70s. But with showers and a thunderstorm. Excuse me. Then we'll have to see what happens. I think Saturday is definitely going to clear out. I don't know if Sunday is going to cloud up and bring showers back. But I do know that Saturday will be nice. And now, at least 70 degrees.
Now, we were talking. Remember how I was talking about we've had pretty good snows before in May, early in May? Right. Someone notified me with a message on Facebook and sent pictures of the exact year I was talking about, 1977.
Yeah, we spoke about that. It was the 9th and the 10th.
Yeah, we had about 4 inches of a heavy wet snow. Yeah, so I couldn't remember the actual year. I wasn't sure if that was it, but then the person reminded me. Yes, Pat was right. It was 1977, and they even sent pictures.
Yep.
So it was 77. You're absolutely right. I wasn't sure whether that was the date or not, but it was. It was.
Yep. I remember that well. I really do. So, you know, history doesn't exactly repeat itself, but it comes close. And if anything is going to happen bizarre this year, this is the year to happen. You know, I mean, we're only 5 months into this year. I can't wait for this year to end. That's all I can say. But aside from that, yes.
I need the mouse report.
Okay, yeah, we'll take a look at that. I just wanted to tell you that I did get to see a movie over the weekend, and that was Saturday I saw it, called The Informer. If you get a chance, watch it. If you like action, a lot of action, very good movie. The Informer. So I'll pass that on to our listeners. Again, a lot of action. I got to the lake house at 10:15 Friday morning. I was forecasting, as you well know, that rain would start about 3 o'clock in the afternoon.
Yep.
Well, as I was driving there about 10 o'clock, I started seeing little dots on the windshield. And I'm thinking to myself, it's probably like a little bit of verga, you know, some raindrops coming down, evaporating. Don't worry, Pat. Well, about a half hour after we got there, it starts raining lightly, steady, and then moderate. I mean, it was coming down. The temperature was 51 degrees when I got there. As it started raining, it dropped to 43. Yeah.
And you just can't get that cold out of you.
There was no heat in the cabin. The propane is not connected.
Yeah.
So it was still, that was the main purpose to go up there, if you remember. I don't know if I told you, but the plumber wanted the plumber wanted $1,100. And we said, forget about it. We're just going to replace the copper tubing inside the cabin where it is creased. But my friend Frank came over as well as David. Frank said, you know, Pat, you pull the refrigerator in and out. The copper tubing is going to constantly get creased. Get the corrugated piping for propane. It's like a yellow plastic. It looks like it looks like one of those sponge hoses. But we went to three different places. Nobody had them. So Frank is going to order it for us. But in the meantime, I was able to get to the siding place there. I picked up a sample. So I think I have to order that today. And we are getting the cabin resided because it's the only way that I'm going to rest and know that there are no holds or cracks under the siding that we have now or in the soffits. So that's all going to be redone. And that was it. I left there about 3 o'clock, pouring rain. I could not get the chill out of me for being up there, you know, a good solid 5 hours and not really getting warm at all.
Did you have the heat on high in the car?
In the car, yeah.
Yeah, I know. You can't get it out of your bones. What you need is get home and get a warm shower.
Yeah, that's exactly it. I was so glad. But the whole kitchen is done. I found one. I figured you're going to ask. That makes 34. David was outside. I was inside. And I had moved. We have one of those old tin cabinets that we keep all the food in because we know that the mice cannot through the tin cabinets. But there's no food in it now. But I said, I want to move that away from the wall to make sure that there's no cracks behind the tin cabinet. It's very heavy. All the dishes and glasses are in it. So there, I have oak tag behind there that I keep for making my signs for the movies and stuff like that. So I'm pulling the oak tag out. As I'm pulling it out, a glue trap was stuck there with, you know what, in it dead. So, of course, I run. I mean run. I said, David, you have to go inside. He goes, now what? I said, I was pulling out the cardboard and I found one there. So anyhow, he disposed of it. And I said to him, now, how did that get there? He said, well, I had two glue traps in your eaves. He said, there's one empty. He said, this was the other. I said, and how did it get behind the cabinet? He goes, let's assume that it got caught. It fumbled over and fell behind the cabinet. Huh. I said, oh, he goes, how else would it get there? I said, okay. He says, and I don't think it was recent by the looks of things. I said, all right, fine. Don't go into details. That's the end of that. So I cleaned the entire kitchen. I mean, I used my dry wet vac first, vacuumed there, had the whole place, and then went over it with a lovely, lovely lavender Swifter. It's got, it's got that scent in it. And I washed all the floors, nice, nice, put everything back. Did not get to the bedroom or the living room. That is on the schedule for this Saturday.
Well, I had a talk with my cats this weekend.
They're coming up.
No, I had a talk with my cats because on Saturday night, on Saturday when I fed the cats and I picked up the cat bowl, I forgot to pick up the dog bowl. Now the dog bowl was empty. Okay. Dog had licked it clean, but I forgot to pick it up. I come out Sunday morning and what do I find around the dog bowl? Little mice litter rings.
Oh, you did.
And my cats did not meet the challenge. So anyway, I picked it up and I had to disinfect the poor bowl for the dog and everything like that. Then I had to clean up. But these little I said,
little turds.
But it's amazing. You make one little mistake like that.
Yep, and they're there.
And they're there like, hey.
They're there. You got it. And Frank, my next door neighbor who's doing the propane, not next door, but across the lake. When he came over, I said to him, I said, Frank, I said, I just can't believe this. And he goes, believe it. I said, what? He goes, my cabin is overrun. I said, what? He said, I have never seen so much, you know what, in the cabin. I said, are you kidding? He goes, no, Pat. He said, I just can't believe how much. And I'm thinking to myself, so then it's not just me. I mean, he's building a new cabin to begin with, but he said it was just, he never seen it so bad. So I'm assuming, Marshall, that when you have a mild winter, don't be surprised at these critters coming in, because I think they try to come in and I think they try to populate.
They do, and mild winter or no, they know when their seasons are changing, and they look for shelter from the cold.
I guess you're right. Yeah, you know. So anyhow, that is the story. And yesterday I went into Queens. I went to see a friend of mine's mom for Mother's Day. Who's 94 years old, and I have never seen in my life traffic like this on Mother's Day, because there was none. And Marshall, I have always traveled, as you know, the holidays, and one of my most dreadful holidays to travel is Mother's Day, because everybody's on the road. You have just would not believe that I made it from Rockland County, New York, to Queens, New York. I made it there in 45. I made it back in 40. Unheard of.
I did my Mother's Day. I contacted all my son's wives via
Skype,
via video, wishing them a happy Mother's Day and saying hello to all the grandkids, and my son. I did the same thing with him and his wife, and Karen, who's getting married in October. She's not a mom yet, but I would expect sooner or later that's going to happen. I wished her a happy pre-Mother's Day.
Okay.
Before she becomes.
So you did all of that, huh?
So I did all that via the internet, and I even got a really nice. You know what, Pat? I on Saturday in my mailbox was a nice letter from Karen, telling me how much she loved me, and I hoped everything was going well. Can't wait to see you in October for the wedding. You know, there's something about receiving a letter that is far more satisfying than a text. There's just something about, you know, the work, and
it's so much more. It's personable. Yeah. It shows the person that there was a little bit of thought put into it. But you know what? I'm even happy with a text. P.S. I sent my nephew and my niece an Easter present. I sent my great niece an Easter present and a birthday present. Did I get any acknowledgement?
No.
No.
It's amazing.
All you have to do is just text. Thank you, Uncle Pat. That's it.
Isn't it amazing? It really is amazing. Oh, goodness. Well, sooner or later, they'll understand. Sooner or later, they're. We were always forced to write thank you notes, and still do it to this day, whether it's a text or a letter. So the only place I fall down is buying presents. I don't buy presents. Gift cards. Yes. I'm sorry. I can't take the time to think what somebody would want. So anyways, well, all right, that's it for the mice story. We've got a freeze watch for it late tonight. Let's hope it doesn't happen. And we'll check with you tomorrow morning and see if our teeth are chattering.
That's a good idea.
All right, Pat, have a good night.
Bye, Marshall. Bye.